This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Today is the shortest day of the year.
Yes.
In a way. I mean, obviously, it's still 24 hours.
The shortest day of the year, but in terms of sunlight, is that the better way to explain that?
And actually, it's even hard to judge that today, given the
cloudiness,
the overcast nature. But it is the shortest amount, because it's winter solstice, the shortest amount of daylight you get throughout the year. Tomorrow we'll have a little bit more, and the day after that until we get to June.
I can look on the bright side.
So
now on, it'll quit being dark sooner.
Yeah. We'll get a couple seconds every day.
Yes.
All right. So that had us thinking about shortness and short things.
Yes. So we sort of started looking up a list of short stuff.
Right. This is our short tribute to short things.
Yes, I like it. Okay, so we will start with the shortest NBA player at 5'3". It was
Tyrone Muggsy Bogues. Who once won the NBA slam dunk contest.
Really?
The fact that he could just, I mean, the guy was 5'3 and he could dunk, so.
Was this the guy that was in Space Jam?
I believe he was.
Okay.
Yes.
I remember that.
Smallest baseball player ever? Eddie Goodell, who played for, of course, the St. Louis Browns when owned by Maverick owner Bill Veeck. Eddie Goodell, 3'7" tall. His uniform number was?
1'8".
1'8".
The shortest NFL player at 5'4" is Aldo Richens.
Yeah.
Which what I've learned from this is I could be a professional basketball player, baseball player, or football player. I meet the height requirements.
I think there's more than the height requirements that you have to do. But yes, yes. The shortest name for a movie that ever won the Oscar for Best Movie?
Mm-hmm.
Gigi, four letters, G-I-G-I.
The shortest film in length to win Best Picture is Marty. It's 91 minutes long.
The shortest celebrity marriage ever, mm-hmm. apparently, Zsa Gabor.
Really?
It lasted less than a day. Problem was she hadn't become unmarried to her previous marriage. She was married several times.
Wow.
And a nice little connection. Mm-hmm. Zsa's sister, Ava, starred in Gigi.
There you go.
All right.
All right, so the shortest street in the world is Ebenezer Place in Scotland. It is under 7 feet.
And speaking of shortest streets, while the shortest street in the world is not in Hot Springs, mm-hmm. I think the shortest street in the country is. And I think something annually that also fits in this conversation happens there every year. Let's bring in Steve Arison, who is the CEO of Visit Hot Springs. Steve, how are you?
Hey, doing great.
You have the shortest what every year in March?
Hey, this year we're proud to be hosting the first ever 9th annual shortest St. Patrick's Day parade. This is our 9th edition, and we're just more excited about this than we were the first one.
Well, how did you come up with the idea for this, to create the first one?
Well, back in the 40s, Ripley's, believe it or not, proclaimed Bridge Street in downtown Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, as the shortest working street in the world.
Oh.
And at 98 feet, so we were sitting around having an adult beverage one night, and we decided, well, you know, we ought to have a St. Patrick's Day event. One thing led to the other. Let's have it on the shortest street. And so 9 years ago, we started this, and it's just gotten bigger and bigger. And last year, we had over 30,000 people downtown celebrating St. Patrick's Day with John Corbett was our Grand Marshal last year.
And this year, fans of Animal House will be happy.
Yeah, this year, Tim Matheson, Otter from Animal House, and also a very successful director, producer, and now he's actually on a CW show, I think, Hearts of Dixie. Tim Matheson is our Grand Marshal. We also have the famous San Diego Chicken will be here to entertain the kids prior to the parade.
Ted Gianellis.
And then afterwards, we have a free concert downtown, a 38 special.
Oh, cool.
There is a certain amount of, well, not a certain amount, there's a lot of whimsy that goes into the planning of this, and a certain amount of irony that this shortest parade keeps getting bigger every year.
The parade route is still only 98 feet long. It shrinks a little bit every year. I think it was 97 feet, some inches last year. But it's still, the parade is officially just on Bridge Street, though we do have thousands of people line the half mile before the 98 feet and the half mile after the 98 feet. But we're sticking to that, and we proclaim ourselves the shortest parade. And if we have to march in place one year, we're going to keep that, we're going to keep that designation.
Where can people find out more?
You can go to shortestsaintpats.com or hotsprings.org. You know, also all the great St. Patrick's Day things and then a great concert afterwards, and it's all free.
All free.
On a Saturday this year, we'll start everything at noon. We'll have an Irish band play during the day. There'll be food vendors. Also, it's a big racing day in the city with the Rebel Stakes at Oaklawn. So it's just going to be a great, great weekend in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Steve Arison is the CEO of Visit Hot Springs. Steve, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, and look forward to seeing you in Hot Springs.
Continuing with our tribute of short things, the shortest reign for a monarch in history, King Louis the 19th. France was king for 20 minutes. He succeeded after the abdication of Charles X, but he abdicated 20 minutes later in favor of Henry V. But there's a tie. King Louis II, the king of Portugal, outlived his father for about 20 minutes. It's argued that since he was not declared king because the Portuguese monarchy lacked the rule of automatic succession, he may not have ever been king. But if he was king, he lived for about 20 minutes longer than his father.
It's very sad.
The shortest reign for a pope is Pope Urban VII. He was named pope. 13 days later, he died before his coronation, but they do consider him a pope.
Okay.
President William Henry Harrison was president for just 63 days before he died after taking the oath of office. All of this reminded me of a story, or part of a story, that ran on Ozarks in October 2004.
Tell me about it.
Well, Fayetteville, the city of Fayetteville, had an art car festival. Art cars are cars that are kind of works of art.
Is this like the Yellow Submarine?
Yes, that you see. In fact, Gary Hoover, Yellow Submarine, was part of that, and he was instrumental in bringing that festival to Fayetteville. One of the art cars there was the world's largest collection of the world's smallest replicas of the world's largest things.
So these short replicas.
Right. So if you had the world's largest ball of yarn, Erica Nelson, who I interviewed, had made the world's smallest version of that.
The world's largest collection of the world's smallest versions of the world's largest things, traveling roadside attraction and museum.
Inside are tiny models made by Nelson of the world's largest things. If a town in the Midwest claims to have the world's largest popcorn ball, Nelson makes a little version, puts it on display. She says the devotion to the world's largest things for her began when she was a child.
I started getting interested whenever I was about 3 and 4 years old, when my dad would take us up to Bemidji, Minnesota. We'd go visit Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox. Then when I was 5, I moved to the town next to the world's largest 8-ball in Tipton, Missouri. And I thought, well, everybody has a world's largest thing. And that's how I started navigating. Then I found out that, no, not everybody does. And it just started becoming an obsession.
Erica says she takes great care in creating the world's smallest replicas of the world's largest things. She never creates one until she's seen the actual giant firsthand. So if you step inside the van and look at the replicas, you see not just any tiny version of the world's largest otter, but a painstakingly accurate replica.
The reason that I started with the replicas is that the souvenirs that were available at some of these world's largest things, I kept thinking, oh, well, I could do better than that. So, once I've seen the world's largest thing, I make a replica as close as possible. And if it's a strawberry, I want it to look like the big strawberry. And I try to get the presentation the same. I try to build the same scaffolding up and get the signage the same. So, it takes a while to do each replica. And I'm at least 50 replicas behind myself. Because I cannot make a replica until I've seen it myself, because I think that's cheating.
Erica Nelson says the best part of her artistic quest is returning to the actual world's largest things and showing the curators her models. During her stay here, she returned to Alma to show off her just-completed replica of the world's largest can of spinach.
Because it's a beautiful can of spinach, and I just got that replica done about 3 weeks ago. And then I will go off to Catoosa, Oklahoma, to visit the world's largest blue whale, because I also just finished that replica and want to do some meta photos of them together.
You can learn more about Erica Nelson's art car and replicas at worldslargestthings.com.
That was a portion of a story that aired back in October of 2004.
Okay, one more shortest thing.
Yes.
The shortest song to ever hit number one on the Billboard charts. Stay by Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs. It was all of 1 minute and 37 seconds. Happy winter solstice. Now your daddy don't mind.